even though some cyber efforts are getting a little bit more money in some agencies' budgets, I imagine you're still feeling the more with less pressure. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, Francis. And thanks for having me on the show today.
Happy to do it. You're out west for the RSA Conference 2012. You're on a panel there that just wrapped up a short time ago. What did you talk about on that panel?
Oh, we had a lot of good information, good ideas from other CISOs that were on the panel. I think the sense that I was getting is several of the key things that you should focus on in times of tight budgets. First of all, is retention. You can't afford to deal with tight budgets while you're losing good people that you've been relying on recently. So finding ways to keep them on board and keep them satisfied with a healthy work environment, and that's one of the main things. The other key message I would say is knowing what critical work needs to be done, because you're not going to be able to do everything that's necessary out there. You've got to make some hard choices. So knowing what's critical, know what is supporting the mission of the organization is probably the starting point there in getting management support, and focus your efforts on those and realize that you can't do everything at the 100% level anymore. You can't protect everything as you would like. You just got to make some hard calls.
You know, that's an interesting take on the more with less conversation, Pat. How do you... What did you say or what did you hear about that prioritization process, about how you say, okay, this is something that we can afford to maybe only do 80% of or 90% of, or maybe even less in some cases?
Well, that's not a decision that you want to make in isolation, obviously, as the CISO. You want to tie that decision to the agency mission, the agency strategy, the IT strategy, know what the critical initiatives are for your agency, and then tie IT security support to that. So I think, as you said, there's a process, and you need to know that process and make sure that management is aware of your limitations and then jump on board with what the important initiatives are.
I mentioned before you came on that this is a little bit about managing up the chain. I mean, you're dealing with Darren Ash, the Chief Information Officer at NRC, and I've talked to him on a number of occasions about the relationship inside the C-suite amongst all of you so that everybody is on board and engaged in what is going on. Talk about the effect that that has on how you're doing security at your agency and how you're hearing about some of your colleagues at other agencies doing it.
Yeah, Darren's got some really great ideas. One thing that we've started just this year is really taking a hard look at the IT-IM strategic plan and make sure that is meeting the agency's needs, and then all of us supporting it along the lines of the priorities that are established in that plan. So all of our performance measures are tied to it. The feedback that we're giving senior management is presented in terms of that IT IM strategic plan, how the kind of progress we're making against it. So I think there's more of a structure now than there's ever been. And I would attribute that to the fact that, you know, we are dealing with a limited budget now, and our dollars, we have to make them go further.
The whole more with less idea, I have to admit, I'm a little skeptical of. I know it's a nice phrase, and it sounds good rolling off the tongue. Making it happen is a whole different issue. It implies to me that everything gets a little bit less than it really needs, and I guess that's why I keep going back to this idea of establishing priorities and being able to execute on the really critical things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is hard, and just in practical terms, that means you won't be able to do some of your favorite things anymore, some of the things that you've built with your own hands and got down in the trenches with, things that you have pride in. It is particularly difficult for my staff to understand that as well, is that, you know, we got to say no for now. Maybe as resources increase, you know, if there's some windfall at some point, we may be able to restore those services. But for now, we need to focus our efforts on these three initiatives. But it is very difficult. There's a very important communication piece to that, to upper management. as well as to your subordinates and making them all understand of what that's going to look like.
There's kind of a thread that goes around government that the CISOs are painted as the no people, and I guess maybe now you're going to turn into the not yet people to some degree?
I think maybe that's a good way to phrase it. We do want to do the important work of the organization. We can't define that ourselves. We have to link up with management, with the business offices to know what their security needs are. And understanding the business is paramount. So we're trying to avoid saying no automatically by default. We want to position ourselves where we can provide the best value, be part of those project teams, and help them find the best solutions at the best time.
Pat Howard's the Chief Information Security Officer at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. This panel you were on a short time ago at RSA Conference 2012 was titled Good Security on a Government Budget, Government CISOs Do More with Less. Horde Tipton of ISC Squared was the moderator of this panel. He obviously knows a thing or two about information security and IT strategy in government. What else came out of this panel? What else did you talk about this afternoon, Pat?
Well, I think a couple of other points is the necessary of knowing the budgeting process for your agency and being almost on intimate terms with the chief financial officer, knowing the timing, the kind of justification they need for to getting your budget requirements in and get them accepted and understood. And also knowing when there might be excess dollars available that you can tap into. So having that knowledge of how to formulate the budget is critical. The need for improving processes and making them more efficient is the another key aspect that came out of the panel. Finding easier ways to aim for simplification. A lot of the security processes we've stood up because of FISMA are kind of ponderous and are seen as a burden by our business units. So we need to find ways to make them easier to digest, easier to carry out, and listen to our customers when they complain about those kind of things, and look for ways to make them more efficient, perhaps through automation ultimately.
Pat, we're almost out of time, but a little birdie told me this might be the last event that you attend as a fully federal chief information security officer. Is that right?
That's right, Francis. I'm going to continue to be a chief information security officer, but I'm going to be out in the private sector with Secure Info. And it's not that I didn't like NRC. It gives me an opportunity to go live in Colorado, which is something I've always wanted to do. So this is my last RSA as the CISO at NRC.